and foremost, what I'd like to say is that it's an absolute disgrace that our Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government has forced our fire staff into this position. And I also must take the opportunity to praise our fire staff and the trade union for taking a very responsible action and steps to ensure that there are brigades still in case of any incidents. But unfortunately, and the government has failed to sit down properly and bring a resolution, we have very little demands coming from a fire staff that has committed their lives for our community. This is a service that when they are on call, that not necessarily will they know if they return home at all to protect our property, our homes and our lives. And it's an absolute disgrace on this government, on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, to have us at this position. I have been speaking a lot to our community who are fully behind the fire service and their action. I've been talking to fire staff as well with the trade union, and they do not take this action lightly. It is actually a very difficult action for them to take, considering that the staff are here living and a part of our community. Their families, their friends, their neighbours are the people that they respond to, the people that they save our lives on a regular basis. I've been in contact or trying to make contact with the council to hear what contingency plan have they put in place. What I'm hearing is that there isn't any real contingency plan put in place, and that is not good enough. We, as a council, have a clear obligation to look after the interest of our community and of our workers. But that is not what I see happening, and this is not good enough. We have a situation where we have our island community, which are discriminated against when it comes to our fire service. We have smaller islands that we have no real contingency plan put in place, because a house in Erinmore and Tari and Ishbofin or any of the islands were born equally as fast as the mainland. And it's a time that now the government in Dublin sit down, listen and give in to these simple demands that our fire staff are looking for, and putting proper a fire service that all our community, which includes our islands, would be proud of.
What sort of contingency plans do you believe Donegal County Council should be putting into effect?
We have a situation today that our staff, fire staff, are picketing Lifford, and that we have them picketing the fire headquarters. We need to have a plan put in place by people who know what they're doing, and irrelevant of the cost of any of this here, because we're talking about property and we're talking about lives. So we need to hear, because we're going to be in a position, unless things change very, very quickly and the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government gives in to these very simple demands, very shortly, not alone that we have areas like Adore or areas like Annishone or south of the county, but our biggest town, which is Letterkenny, we're going to be in a position where we're going to be left without a fire service. And that is of no fault to nobody at all, apart from the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government. So we need to see a contingency plan put in place, and the public needs to be reassured that if anything happens, that we're going to be saved.